We're going to give thanks for our mothers today, and that's important, isn't it? We do that? Okay, our verse today is Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8. Listen, my son, to your father's instructions, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. You ready? You don't look like it. As you know, today is Mother's Day. Today, people honor their mother and tell her how wonderful she is, how special she is. And I have brought along a few things that reminds me of my mother. And I want to tell you about them. Let's see if I can find the first one. Well, here it is. What is this?
Oatmeal.
Oatmeal. So what do you think this has to do with it?
I have no idea.
Oh. Breakfast. You had to have a good breakfast. You couldn't leave for school without a nice breakfast. And what is your idea of a nice breakfast? Huh? Do you know what your idea of a nice breakfast?
Waffles.
Waffles? Ooh, that sounds good. What about yours, Cheyenne? What's your?
Bacon and eggs.
Bacon and eggs. Oh, they're all good. Now, my idea for a round, well-rounded breakfast was the chocolate-covered donut. But my mom didn't agree with me, of course. She said I had to eat oatmeal, toast, and an orange juice. Why? Why do you think she said that?
Because that's a healthy breakfast.
Yes, it's healthy. But that's because she loved me and she wanted me to grow up strong and healthy. Okay? Here's the next thing. What is this?
The Bible.
No.
A book.
Just a book. It's a series I'm reading right now. Very good. And I need another one. My sister's been giving them to me. Books. Some of my friends went home after school and watched cartoons on TV, but not me. My mom always insisted that I do my homework before I watch any TV. Why? Because my mother loved me and she knew that a good education was one of the best things that she could give me. Yes, but now, if she only knew, I read all the time. She doesn't have to force me to read. And what is this?
A clock.
A clock. Yes.
To get up on time.
Yes.
I knew it.
Yes, get up on time. But not only to get up on time, it was a reminder because she always insisted on knowing where I was at. Soldiers, I have to tell her who I'm going with, where I'm going, and who I'm with, and what time I'm going back, and all the, you know, all the important things. And I had to tell her if I was at somebody's house, and I left that house and went somewhere else, I had to call and tell her. Don't you? Is that what you have to do, too? You have to know. She has to know. And why? Because she loves me and wanted me to be safe. Now, what is this? Dish soap. Yes. Yes. I guess my mom never heard of the child labor laws. She had this idea that every member of the family had to chip in and help with cleaning and doing the chores. I had special jobs to do. And in help with those, I had special jobs to do. And I was expected to do it without being told. Me and my three sisters, we did the dishes. We rotated. Of course, we would argue about whose turn it was to rotate. Who was supposed to do the dishes? We were always arguing about it. But because my mom loved me and wanted me to learn to be have a happy family, that I needed to work together. And this part's going to make me sad. It's going to make everybody. I may not get through this. Okay. My mom isn't here anymore. She's in heaven. But she's probably with the angels dust, telling them how to dust off the pearly gates and how to sweep the golden streets and where what part they missed and what they need to do next. My mother was like that. Sometimes I thought I was being mistreated, but I wasn't. My mother did the things she did because she loved me and wanted the best for me. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for our mothers. Help us to remember that when we think our mother is mistreating us, she is just showing us how much she loves us. In your name we pray. Amen.